okay? Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God.
Power. I give it to him.
The glory.
I give it to him.
Forever.
I give it to him.
In ever.
I give it to him.
The power.
I give it to him.
The glory.
I give it to him.
Forever.
I give it to him.
In ever.
I give it to him.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. This is The Bold and the Beautiful. We are here right now. We are getting ready to start our broadcast, and I'm Curtis Austin, and we are now on When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We air every second Saturday of the month at 10 a.m. Won't you just tune in? Welcome to When Christians Talk Radio, Bold and the Beautiful.
If it wasn't for God, I'd be weak. Ay. I wouldn't wake up from my sleep. Ay. I wouldn't have nothing to eat. Ay. I wouldn't be so unique. Ay. If it wasn't for God, I would lose it. Yep. I wouldn't live under a roof, and yep. I wouldn't be up in this booth, and yep. I wouldn't know He is the truth. And if it wasn't for God, I would have been bold. The enemy would have taken my soul. But now I rise up and I surprise them like the day that He rose. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be up in these foreign cars on the way to my shows. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have nada. I wouldn't be cold. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have clothes. No shoes to cover my toes. No hat to cover my head. If it wasn't for God, I would have been. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be counted out. My family down and out. I'm blessed, so without a doubt. Hey. Gotta make sure I shout it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bold and Beautiful is a talk show designed to bring the Word of God to youth and young adults around the world and embolden them to live out loud for Jesus. Our vision is to see young people of the world rising up to take their rightful place as leaders and world changers.
I'm a young girl spitting that gospel. Last time I saw the God, He said, I got you.
Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And they try to act like they never knew you. But the devil can't do nothing to you. Cause the
power.
I give it to Him. The glory.
I give it to Him.
Forever.
I give it to Him.
In ever.
I give it to Him.
The power.
I give it to Him.
The glory.
I give it to Him.
Forever.
I give it to Him.
In ever.
I give it to Him.
Building, coming together virtually.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus and make it happen, y'all. So we appreciate you guys listening in to us and continuing to just follow the podcast and follow When Christians Speak. We are excited about today. We just gonna chop it up a little bit. No guests, just us coming together and mixing it up like we do. So Curtis, listen, let's just kick it off. Curtis, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, so welcome everybody. Glad to have you. I'm glad you came to the table and sit with us that we may feast together. But anyway, so we were like talking, and we were talking actually about just the fact that people sometimes don't move forward. Like they say, okay, God told me to do this, or God showed me this, and I know that I'm supposed to be doing this, but don't put action behind what they know God has said. We know what the Bible says. The Bible says that James says, show me your faith and I'll show you my works. Because see, a lot of times, some things God do tell you and show you, and He says, this rest, don't move, I got this. Then some things He shows you, and it takes effort, you know, because it's a teamwork type of thing. And so it was with me. Like God, He did some miraculous stuff for me. It was a season of my life where God gave me a promise, and He told me, don't touch anything. He said, you focus on my purpose and I'll focus on my promise. But now I'm in a new season. And in this new season that I'm in, God is saying now to me that, okay, it's some work that you have to do. Now still get instructions from me, but yet I want to show you what I have for you. And once I show you, I want you to act upon it. But sometimes we don't have enough, I should say, faith. And it's not even faith sometimes, it's belief in ourselves. Not so much not our belief in God, it's belief in ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like to be like Peter. You know, he's like, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come on the water. He heard the voice. Yeah. And he got out of the boat and he started walking on water. He did something that everybody talks about him and being on the water and he's sinking. But he did something that the other 11 never experienced.
Yeah.
It's nowhere in the scripture where you see that they experienced what he experienced.
Come on.
All because he stepped out the boat. So here I am right now. I'm creating it. I'm trying to grow my trucking company, and now I'm moving forward to doing certain things that I know God showed me. Sure, it's a little apprehension, a little fear, little things to speak in my ear, but I ain't listening to it no more. You know, but for a year, last year, it could have been already accomplished had I got out the boat. So God was speaking to me, and he asked me, he said, CJ, you know, what do you believe that the enemy of success is? And I was started naming stuff like fear, you know, all that stuff, you know, not knowing stuff. God said, okay, to me, he says, what if I was to tell you that it's perception? You know, how you view me will determine how you react to what I say and what you can do, which also gives you a picture of what I say about you, because it will also determine how you view yourself, that you are more than able, as Caleb said, or we are well able to go forth into the land, yes, and overcome the giants. Mm-hmm. And then it also say how you view the world, because the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now, this is the part he wants us to get. And everyone that dwells therein, that means resources, that, yep, means opportunity, that means people, whatever that means. But yet we get stuck in this place when we say, oh, my new year resolution, look, doing this new year, girl, next year gonna be my best year. We say that every year. Then you get to the end of the year, it was like, yeah, I ain't, what you do? Did you get all the checks on your list? I ain't even checked yet. Why? But why? Why? What held you up? I had to identify for me what held me up. You know what I'm saying? It was fear, but that fear was a perception of me thinking that I'm going to fail and not having enough belief in myself, right, to bring the vision that God showed me to fruition by acting on his word. But what's yours? What's your perception? You know, that's what I was at right there with that.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you with that. I know this past year I've had a chance to just reflect. And one scripture that I've been reflecting on is, as I delight myself in the Lord, then he will give me the desires of my heart. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a problem delighting myself in the Lord. I really don't. But then it's like, what are the true desires of my heart? Am I really living it? And I know it's a little different now than it was like a little over a year ago, because I had a whole plan of things I wanted to do. But with the pandemic, it slowed my roll, and I really don't have a desire to do those same things. But I hear people say, oh, you're stuck in your house, or no. I get to stay in my home. It's all about my perception. Yeah. This is my sanctuary. Sure, we can't go into the church sanctuary, but that's all right. I got all of this. And I had worked that backyard like it was a compound, you know, with the garden. And so I'm learning that the desires of my heart is watching growth take place. I kid you not. I bought an Easter lily, but I bought it on like the Thursday before Easter, and all the bulbs, the block that was closed, all the petals were closed, just real tight. I was like, I bet you at least one of them going to open by Easter. I kid you, I've been taking pictures of them and everything. And on Sunday, you know, we kept saying, he is risen indeed. Sunday was open like this, right? And I had things to do, but by that evening, it had opened like that. And that thing just blessed me so, because that's a lot of things are happening.
Yeah.
Even if we don't see it.
Yeah.
You know, and we come back and we take a lot of things for granted, mm-hmm, you know, because we notice, oh, there's no bulbs open. But then when we see it, it's like, oh, that's beautiful. But what did it take inside of that lily? Was all that life, the pollen, the things that's going to make more life, you know?
Yeah.
And I get so excited about that kind of stuff, y'all. So I am living the desires of my heart. Because I am delighting myself in the Lord. So it's coming to fruition for this season of my life.
Yeah. Amen. Two things. I'm going to start with Curtis first. So what came to mind when you were talking about perception and moving forward, I had two examples. Excuse me. One is sometimes when we want to move forward with something, just like you said, God is like, sit, wait, I'll do it. You just sit here and I got this. Mm. And God will show up another way and says, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I want you to do, and this is how we're going to accomplish it together. Mm-hmm. I even just think like very simple things like applying for a job. You know, mm-hmm. if you will never get, or not never, but you won't, might not get the opportunity to go to an interview if you don't apply for the job, right?
That's right, that's right.
But then my husband, when he moved up here, he had just told someone in a whole other state that he was looking for a job in Maryland. He got a phone call and they were saying, we heard you were looking for a job. He got the job without ever applying, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the beautiful thing about God, is that he doesn't show up the same way for everybody, for every season. There are seasons where all you have to do is rest, and there'll be seasons when he wants you all to work together to create the plan. And so that's a beautiful thing. He doesn't show up the same way each time. It's not going to be steps 1 through 7 with, mm-hmm. you know, a dash and an A and a B and a C. He's going to do it whatever way works in that moment for that season, and to grow something in you. Because sometimes mm-hmm. he needs to show you that he's a miracle worker. He needs to show yes. you. And sometimes he wants you to work with him. Like, we're going to mm-hmm. do this together. And I think mm-hmm. that's beautiful, that no matter what season we're in or where we find ourselves, that God is going to tailor make the situation mm-hmm. and the process and the provision for mm-hmm. wherever he has you. And so it may not look like, we were talking also about Peter walking out of the boat, right? Mm-hmm. It may not look like anything that has ever been done before, but that doesn't mean you're not supposed to step out the boat. Even mm-hmm. if no one has ever done it, you've never seen it done that way before. Mm-hmm. If God tells you to, you know, take a left mm-hmm. and then go back right, do it, right? Because just because you've never seen anybody does it, doesn't mean he yeah. won't bless it. If the Lord is speaking to you,
that's right.
Do what he say, right? Because yeah. he knows. He sees the beginning from the end. Mm-hmm. And so that's always amazing to me about how God will just show up in our lives. And he's both what I call, he's the universal Jesus and the personal Jesus. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He did accomplish everything for everybody. But then he will come into your space, into your life, into your situation, and speak to you specifically. And that's, I don't know, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. all. I mean, that's, you hit it right on the nail, because how he shows up in each season of your life yeah. is really the producer of the confidence that will also encourage you in the next season when it does not look like this last season, you know? My apostle, he's always saying this. He says, of course, he says it's a scripture. He says, it's always, as long as the earth is abides, there will always be seed time and harvest, right? You know, mm-hmm. and Novena, when you were speaking about that, it just reminded me too, and just like what you were saying, Joy, about the different times we find ourselves mm-hmm. and what God might be saying to you in that season. And in this season, he might be saying to you, plant. And this season, he might be saying, let me do the work where nobody can see it happening, that when the harvest time comes, you'll be able to just reap what you have already sown. And you know, it's just about, you know, being confident and just knowing like the God that we really serve. Like, he is universal and he is personal, but he wants us to really like love him and know yes. him really personal. Yes. So when it comes to facing the universal aspect of it, we'd be like, yeah, we can do anything, you know? So, I mean, I remember, you know, when I first gave my life to the Lord, and I would read the scriptures and I would see certain things that happened in scripture, knowing that it wasn't just stories. This stuff was real.
Real.
You know, and I was like, man, when I first read, and y'all know I told this before, when I first read when Paul and Silas was in prison and they getting the praise and the doors open, I had walked up to the door and I said, open up in the name of Jesus, right? And I stood there and I waited for the open, no doubt in my mind or heart. I just knew when I said to the door, it won't open. And then when it didn't open, it was thunderstorming too at the same time. When it didn't open, I walked to the window and said, that's all right, Lord, because I know you can still do it.
That's right. And that's how he wants us.
It happened though. 30 days later, it happened. All of them opened up. But I'm gonna say this, right? When we find this type of, you know, confidence, right? Because yeah. everything that tries to water down our faith and attack our faith, you know, those things are just attacks against us so we won't be so active in that lifestyle, you know? So we just have to recognize that and realize, okay, I listen to that voice.
That's right. Because we've listened to it so many times before. Mm-hmm. And so now it's like, oh, that's a familiar voice too. And I know where it comes from, mm-hmm. but it's, and I know how it has stopped me in the past, but it's not going to stop me now.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You know how when people start getting older, especially what we say about some older people, they think they can say anything they want. I know as I've grown older, I'm real free with what I have to say. I'm not trying to impress anybody. Yeah. And I've learned to trust the voice of God in me. Mm-hmm. So when he say, turn left, and left is the farm. And I've been there 3 times already. And when I didn't see the plants, I had to turn around. I didn't even go into the store. But this time he said, go now. And I went. And I was like, I don't need another plant. But see, I don't know what's coming.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. So I just bought 2, you know, just a few. And it's just amazing because he's given me a strategy on how to plant this stuff. And the funniest thing is, you know, 10 years ago, I wasn't thinking about a plant. I wasn't thinking about a seed, but that was that season.
Yeah.
And now I'm just looking for the harvest.
Amen. Amen. And I love when you were talking about the flower and watching it bloom. It really made me think about the importance of taking the time and being like grateful and observant of even just the small things, because so much happens. And we don't acknowledge it, we don't see it, but the sun shining, the rain falling, the
come on,
shining, like all of those things that we take for granted on a daily basis are these wondrous acts. And there's so much happening in the clouds. There's so much happening with the sun. It accomplishes so much day to day. And when you take the time to like recognize, like when I look out my window and I see, you know, blooms on the trees and you can tell what season we're in. And, you know, now bees are flying by and how
much they're so excited.
Right. There are so many things happening and everything is showing forth like the purpose and the detail of what God is doing, what yes. he has done. Like nothing is insignificant.
Nothing.
Without thought. And so when we can look out even just at nature and see the purpose and the design and the detail, then we know that for us, like how much more is God thinking about us? Is there purposes for us? Are there details and provisions for us than just, you know, the bee flying by, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you said it. You said it because even pointing out, you know, just the fact of the bee flying by and just how, just thinking about them and flowers and how they germinate other flowers by taking pollen from flower to flower, they run on course that they actually have, you know, that's been ingrained in them by God creating nature in itself, you know? And you think to yourself, like really, like if you really sit down and just like really, it's so simple, but yet at the same time, we make it so complicated. If you just really sit back and be like, the God of the whole heaven, a whole earth, heaven and earth, told me that if I do A, B, C, that this would be the results of this right here. And then if something comes along and tries to block what I did A, B, and C about, that he said he will take C, put it in front of A, and turn it around and make Z come behind B, and then make it all still work out like it's supposed to.
But who said it? He said, I said it. So when he said, he said it.
That's it, you know? But yeah, like you think like that, like, and then you see so many, and then like, if you just walk with God, let's just say you walk with God for a month, especially when you're young in the faith, I mean, when you're young, when you just a new believer, God does, and this is, now y'all, cause y'all can say, tell me if it didn't happen for y'all. But as a new believer, right? God did so many miraculous things, just whether small or big, just to show me how it really was. So when I got to a place of spiritual maturity, I wouldn't need all the, how can I say it, the Gideon fleeces on the carpet, right?
That's right.
The fleeces on the ground. Wet it now, Lord. This wet it one time for me now. I know it's you. Don't let nothing else but the carpet, but the fur be wet, and then I know it's you. Okay, all right, now. Oh, it is. Now, Lord, just let the ground be, this time, just let, don't be mad at me, but just let the ground be wet, but not the fleece, right? And look, I know that we are all at times got there, you know, just really you like, come on, help me out here. Help me out. But yeah, at the same time, God is saying, man, listen, I got you. You know, and he's so cool about it. He said, I got you.
That's how he said it.
I got you. The thing that he told me the most in my whole walk with him, and this, and maybe he might've said it for y'all. The first thing was just trust me for a long time. Then the second thing, now he always say is, I got you. I got you. You know? And it's just like, all right, God. And he said, look at, like you just said, Joy, look at all around creation around you and God's infinite power all around you. But it's like, yeah. So now, what are you going to do? You going to step it forward, or you just going to say, okay, I'm still like this. It's time. But God got us, man. God got us. And I think so many of us, too, are moving into that space where we believe that God got us, though. Because I'm not going to say that so many is just like hide behind that fear, because I believe in this season and this year, I'm just saying about 2021 and the people of God and the kingdom of God. I believe God is causing soldiers to well up in their hearts and just be so confident in who he is, because they're getting so connected to who he is on a personal level that they're going to come forth and they're going to represent like never before.
That's it. Amen. I was actually talking to my mother the other day, and we were talking about like universal Jesus and then personal Jesus, right? And I was making the observation that I hadn't even really thought about, but in my journey with God, which has been a significant journey, because I was having experiences with God before I was 10 years old, but I wasn't saved, so to speak, right? Because that was the context of our conversation with my mother, is that we have been socialized to think that, you know, saved is, you know, I have to go into somebody's building, somebody's church service, and then walk up to the front and say this, you know, God, I forgive you and you forgive me and blah, blah, or whatever the deal is about, you know, I believe this and I believe that. And I was like, you know what? I started speaking in tongues before I ever did any like public confession or anything. And I realized that God is, even and just me remembering where my experiences with him started, is that he wasn't waiting for me to walk into somebody's building. And because probably I started off as a kid and I didn't have any preconceptions about what interacting with God was like, that I was able to come into an interaction with him without a specific event or something happening. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that we are coming to a place or a realization that God is always speaking. Mm-hmm. And even when I think about, I remember my mom told me this story about like, she was a believer, but not necessarily walking, you know, right in the moment, right? And she walked into a bar and somebody, the person sitting next to the bar at her, like prophesied. Mm-hmm. And she was like, wait a minute. And what I love is that God is not, he's not religious, right? Mm-hmm. And he's not focused on what your church membership is or who your pastor is or if you know, stood up and raised your hand at a Sunday service. If you are, you know, seeking, and if you are really trying to find the creator and find the truth, like he'll show up on you. You hear me? Yeah. Like he'll show up, you'll have encounters. And you can find relationship without the barriers of what we normally, and you know, in the religious Christian world, say you have to be before, like, you know, you have to do this or you're going to hell. Mm. And so I think it's just again, it's just another thing I was thinking about the beauty of God and how he is very much outside of some of the boxes that we as religion has created for him to say that we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's given us an opportunity now to be still and not go into those boxes and to experience him.
Yeah.
And if we are curious enough, we can visit different churches at different times when it's convenient for us. Mm-hmm. And then we realize that it just doesn't happen on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. It can be 2 o'clock in the morning. I've even found worship services that spontaneous worship. Mm-hmm. They have the cameras on at any time and they be worshiping.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. But a lot of people, I think, who were so religious and religiously going into the buildings, I think they're getting an opportunity to just see another perspective.
I think it's
see
true
God
too.
Through different eyes now, yeah. You know. And yeah. And it's good. I think it's good. My service on for Easter Sunday, I remember when I was a little girl, we used to do sunrise service and our Sunday best and our bonnets and the hair straightening and all of that. That was fine for that season. But I really enjoyed service virtually at my church on this Sunday where we had Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
We had a conversation with him. And I thought that was just so refreshing. And if you still wanted to get the Easter story, you can go to it. You can visit another church virtually, you know. But just hearing Kirk's heart about all that's been going on, that just blessed me because he's still so humble, you know. Mm-hmm. And it just shows that we all have our own personal relationship with Jesus, you know. But I really am, we are thinking out of the box now and seeing Jesus in more than just the church house.
Yeah.
You see him in here.
Definitely. And I agree with both of y'all. I agree with both of y'all because I believe, like, prior to COVID-19 even hitting, I really felt, you know, that press that God was saying. And I remember before leaving one church to go into another one, that one of the last words that I preached was that removing a system and releasing a spirit. Specifically about people not having the real encounter with the true and living God anymore because tradition has choked out the spirit. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that God is really, again, like I said, he's igniting a fire inside of people. Now they're really coming to the place of a personal revelation of who he is. Mm-hmm. And it's a rapper that just recently then changed his life. God grabbed him. His name is John Gabbana, you know, tattooed, face all tattooed, even put up a video. He recorded himself going into a church and saying, y'all think it's really like Kirk lunching out, like going crazy in there. And they was videotaping, he did it on purpose. And then but he did that when he wasn't, you know, before God had grabbed him. But then once God grabbed him, he played it and then he apologized in tears and like, I didn't know that you were real. You know what I'm saying? Like this showing. But when I first posted him on my page, I had posted him and what I put at the heading, I said, some people are looking and they already then judged him by how he looked. But then when they heard the words, people probably felt convicted because when you look at him, you'll look at him, his whole face is tatted out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Got dreads and face tatted out but that's the people that God is choosing. Like that's scripture though. That's First Corinthians chapter 1. You know, it says, you see your calling, brother, not many noble, not many wise, not many, you know, he said, I call the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And I believe that's where we are in this season because God wants the kingdom of God to really be shown in the earth where what true kingdom power looks like. We're not just talking about religion or church, you know, if you don't got this on, you can't come in or that. No. That's not me. Yeah. And I think that goes across the board, all the way across the board in every industry and every place that we find ourselves as believers. So we can be, because that's what our whole platform is about, you know, that we said we want to teach the youth how to live and love out loud for Jesus. That means wherever you at, that you can live and love out loud for Jesus, that you can be like spontaneous with your worship in the middle of a Starbucks, if you want, you know what I'm saying? Where you can go into Target and you can be like, oh no, that's Target. But then you can go into Target and be like, yeah, Jesus is all up in here. God bless you, and keep it moving, you know? But I feel as though that's what God wants the world to be able to see. God wants the world to be able to see what his love look like, so they can realize that it ain't just about rules. It's about it's about relationship and revelation of who he is to you, you know?
Absolutely. That relationship, man. Yes. Yes. The relationship. I was thinking about, you know, the Father, and just seeing things in the natural, you know, that, you know, maybe have good fathers. And if you're fortunate enough to have a good father, you know, that's a great example. Or, but God is a loving God, yeah, and a loving Father. And he wants us to love like he loves. So I have this thing that says, be the reason somebody smiles today. Mm-hmm. And those times when I have gone out, I try to be like my daddy. You know, I try to bring a smile to people's faces. Early in the pandemic, it was, you know, really just tension filled, yeah, out in the streets. And one thing I didn't notice, it was primarily young people, real young people, like in their 20s, out there working. And I couldn't even imagine going through this in my 20s. And I would always try to give something or leave something because they couldn't see my smile. But they could, you know, I had to ask them, because I was just giving like little, like a 20 here or a gift card here. And some people say, I can't accept it. But I wanted them to see that, yeah, I see you. Yeah. And I appreciate you having this UPS store open. Yeah. And I'm going to abide by what you say, the two people in here at a time. And just doing the right thing because it's right, you know?
Absolutely.
Not because somebody's looking at me and, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. I was blessed today. I got a phone call from, while I was working, for two people that I helped a couple of years ago. And they were on the phone. They were like, we just called to say thank you. You helped us. And, you know, you really looked out for us. And it really reminded me how important it is, how we treat people, no matter like who it is, no matter what time of day, no matter where you find yourself, whether you're, you know, at work, at church, in the street, mm-hmm, in the store, at a restaurant, like how you treat people is important.
That's right.
And to look at people and to see people and to know that like God created this person, right? This is just like, we know, because we've had our encounters with God and we know how much he loves us. Like this is another creature that God created like with purpose and with love and with intention. And whether or not they've come to that realization, you can personally, we can express love and compassion and patience and forgiveness in every encounter. It's wonderful because one of the things that I started and I have completely seen a change with just responses when you internally change, like when you have like my new thing is lead with love. So in every encounter, my goal is to lead with love, whether I'm having a phone conversation or any of those things, it's to lead with love. And when you have that intention and when you put that intention out, like you can see the difference in the responses you get. And even if you don't, doesn't matter. It's okay. Continue.
It's okay.
With love. You did your part.
That's it.
It's not about the response. It is about living out of the abundance. And, one of the other things that's also important though is to make sure that we're always filled, right? Because you don't want to be pouring out.
But empty cup.
Right. So you know you're giving out stuff that really should be in your cup, but you ain't got enough to really be sharing.
That's
so
right.
That might, you know, you can find if your temper is short and if you find that you are getting easily agitated, check your cup.
That's right. That's so true.
What the level on that thing? Let me see. What the level on that thing? Sometimes we have to check mine. What the level on that thing? Hold on, let me see. Let, got a little at the bottom. Let me got fill that up again.
That's right. Fill it back up. That's important.
But I told my coworkers the other day, you know, basically I was like, it was just on my heart to encourage the whole team. You know what I'm saying? And I said, you know, remember that you haven't experienced your best moments yet. Today might be the gift, because I said today was given to you as a gift, for you can be a gift inside of it. But you never realize that you might not even experience your best moments yet, and it might just be in today. But also today, you might be giving somebody else their best moments, because remember, we hope dealers, and contrary to popular belief, I say that's the only thing you should be able to get high off. Is they say don't get high off your own supply. I said I be using my own sometimes. I'm giving you out a little bit. I'm pushing. I'll be your pusher today. Here a little hope on the side, you know.
Copyright that, hope dealers. That
I like that.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, we hope dealers. I'm giving a little bit of hope out, you know.
That's so it.
And look, I'm then on top of that, look, shoot, I'm dealing it, but I'm also getting high on my own supply. You hear what I'm
That's
saying?
That's it. I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I know. I've been singing those different songs, like, because you know, I feel myself getting a little down a little bit. And I have to say, if it ain't no beauty, you got to make some beauty, have mercy. I mean, I be pulling back all them, or keep your head to the sky, you know? and on your face, it's another song, but I use the sunshine in your heart to ease your pain. You know, wonder why your attitude. I by this time, I'm dancing all around my compound.
I know, that's right.
Wanna, you know, but we have to encourage ourselves and pray. Mm-hmm. Pray to see life from God's perspective, and to view others from God's perspective.
And that right there comes down to right there in a nutshell, for real, because how I deal with you will be how I perceive you. How I deal with myself will be how I perceive myself. How I deal with every instance that comes into my scenario will be based on how I really see it, you know?
Those filters.
So, you know, and look, one thing about it is, if you can change a filter on a phone, you can change a filter on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That don't look too bad. let me swipe one more time.
Oh, that's the one.
Amen. So we are about to wrap it up. So do we have any final thoughts, any final encouragements, any final anything before we wrap it up?
Queen Latifah, go ahead. That's how they say it. Ladies first.
I'm thinking of, I'm still on desires. Mm-hmm. You know, since we've been inside pretty much for a year, you know, have we discovered our desires? Mm-hmm. You know, because I know it's a lot of stuff I've just turned off so I can tune in to what God has for me. And for me, you know, with there's different learning styles, and I'm a writer. I love to write. I just love it. And oftentimes there's not a lot of people around me to talk with, you know, and then those around me, they may not want to hear, you know, all of this. Cause don't come around me with a bunch of negativity, because I'm going to turn it around. You're going to tell me what you heard and the news and all that. But thank God, I'm saying desires of our heart. Yeah. And then oftentimes we realize that we are living in the desires of our heart. Because if any of this stuff that I'm focusing on is taken away, if I love being able to walk, I love being able to see, I love being able to breathe. And these are gifts that some people don't have.
Yeah.
But just the fact that I'm acknowledging it. And as I delight myself in the Lord, He has given me the desires of my heart.
Amen.
So I'll just wrap up and say, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Because I thought you were going to close out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. You do that and I'll close out.
Okay, so I was just going to say for me, you know, basically is my encouragement to everybody that might be listening and looking. It's just dare to do what you've been scared to do.
Dare to do what you've been scared to do. I like that.
Amen. So let's see. I don't have any big thoughts, any little thoughts. It's just that God is, he's there. He's within, he's without. He's in both these places. if you just open your eyes, if you seek, if you ask, if you think, he'll show up on you. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
So we are looking for encounters, and we just bless everybody who's listening for encounters with God, that you meet the Jesus that we've met, that he comes in and blows in on you like a cool wind on a hot summer day.
Summer breeze.
Bless you.
Blowing through it.
What I was doing this week. I'm sorry.
Thank y'all for listening, and we'll check y'all on the next podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
Peace.
Love y'all.
Love you.